Hey, friend, and welcome to Remarkable Results Radio's episode 497. Now, you know how important automotive education is to me, and we've done our share of episodes on it, and here comes one that has commitment, heart, and passion. A former master technician, now an educator, with a full-service shop inside the school. Be inspired by Eric Mortensen's journey and his commitment to his students right here, right now.
I don't know if that's me or if that's just the program, but I know that I'm passionate about it, that I want them to succeed, and that I do everything I can to make that happen.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hi, friends. Carm Capriotto here, the Automotive Aftermarket Podcast Guy, and proud to partner with Napa Auto Care and the upcoming 2020 Napa Expo. Hey, join Napa in Las Vegas. It's not too late, April 6th through 9th, 2020, to discover the latest innovations in the auto care industry. It's going to be big. Enrollment's going on right now. Contact your Napa store to learn more. Hey, just one word of housekeeping. I know how much of a fan you are to all the podcasts that we create, and we just made a big move and split all three formats into their own podcast subscription feed. So all you need to do to get all the content is to go to your app, most likely the one you're listening to right now, and search for Town Hall Academy and subscribe, and the For the Record podcast and subscribe, and that will make it complete. There's also another option. Go to your app, type in my name, and you'll find all the shows, and then subscribe. Carm, C-A-R-M, Capriotto, C-A-P-R-I-O-T-T-O. Now you got it. Okay, the fall of 2019 at the ASTE show in Cary, North Carolina, I met Eric Mortensen. Boy, was I impressed with everything Eric said as an educator who is responsible for grooming our next generation of technicians. He's got a great story, starting with his move from tech to educator and what he did with the facility and how he even has a waiting list to get in. Hear about the full-service shop, how he turned himself into an educator, and how his relentless drive propels his creativity in having a real shop inside the school for students that bring the real world into his classroom. Eric Mortensen is an automotive educator at Watauga High School in Boone, North Carolina, and brings continuous learning processes to his students, and he's doing his part for our foreseeable future in developing our next generation of tech. So this is a perfect story for this time of year. Be inspired. And Eric says, hey, if being an educator is your passion, then do it. Hey, a warm welcome to Eric Mortensen from Watauga High School, Boone, North Carolina.
That's right. Hello. Thank you.
How you doing, Eric? Good to have you here. Why is Eric here? A really, really good story. Please hang in there with me. You know how big I am in education, everyone. And when I find, and in fact, I met Eric 2 days ago, or it was yesterday, and he, you know, what do you do? And he says, well, I'm a former technician mechanic, and I run a high school automotive program. And I said in the back of my head, well, what's so special about that? Okay. And I said, are you part of a group of high schools that all come to, you know, one center and the kids are bussed in? And he goes, no, it's our standalone automotive program in the high school. And I said, this I got to hear about. And basically everyone, Eric has an automotive service shop inside of the classroom, and you're running it in the education process like it's a real shop.
That's right. Yep.
Wow.
It's wonderful.
And rumor has it, because I've done my research on you, you started this thing with zero students.
Well, the program was changed. I mean, I'm a new teacher. The other two teachers had retired, and so they brought in me and a college instructor for the other half of the program. And while there was an existing program, I got to make it my own. And I think I've done an interesting job of doing that.
How lucky could you be? So you had an open book?
I had an open book. I was told teach the tasks, which is, you know, North Carolina, and I'm sure other states as well, set out a task list that you're supposed to follow. They want the children to learn certain important tasks, which I agree with 100%. But I was allowed to teach it any way I saw fit. And, well, I took a unique approach, I guess. Okay. I didn't realize it at the time. But
how many students now?
We are almost full classes. 16 is the number that you can have per class. So I have two classes with 16. Those are both introductory classes. And I have another class with 11 right now. So
waiting list?
Yeah, next semester is full as well. I have an intro class and two auto one classes next semester. So we're, the numbers are going up. We had a certain rise in numbers. I think the word's getting out.
The rise in numbers is because what are you doing? Are you challenging the students? Is it knowledge-based instructions, problem-solving? I mean, you get letting them get their hands dirty. What's going on that makes it so special, the culture?
Every bit of it. When I was in high school, I did not do well. And I don't make any, I don't try to hide that from the students or the staff. I was the one that they probably did not want to have in English or in math because I might have been disruptive and I certainly wasn't doing well on tests, no matter what approach they took. But when I got into the trades and I realized that there was something that I could be good at, that's where I started to shine. And I wanted to take that same approach and take all these kids who come down to these classes, and some of them may have taken the automotive class just trying to get a credit. Some of them may actually be interested in becoming mechanics, and some may not know what they want. In fact, that's the case.
So are you trying to bring the romance of in yesteryear that we bought ourselves the old 10-year-old clunker and we fixed the carburetor? I mean, remember the love of cars that so many of us gray-haired people had? Why do we own shops today? Is because we just loved fixing things. We loved, it was the romance of the automobile. Today, kids aren't even getting their license.
That is an issue.
Yep. So are you trying to build that respect into the automobile, even as high tech as it is today?
Yes, but not just in automobiles. I want people to love themselves. If they feel like they have no self-worth in their core classes, those are the ones that are more likely to drop out. Those are the ones that are more likely to get in trouble or do the wrong things in society. If I can get them down there and get them interested in a subject like auto mechanics and show them that they have that worth, that they have a skill they didn't even realize they were good at, and then give them an opportunity to go out and make a lot of money doing that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's win for society. That's win for the student. That's a win for me. I don't see it as a loss anywhere along the line.
Are the guidance counselors saying to the kids, listen, sign up for this automotive program because you're never going to go to college? Or are you spinning that myth?
I don't think they would ever do that. I don't think so. I think that, our school is blessed. We have a large CTE program with a lot of different choices for the kids.
And what are they?
Oh, gosh, we have construction, we have masonry, we have welding, we have cosmetology, we have food services.
Okay,
It just goes on.
So you're in it. You guys get what CTE and skilled trade stuff is all about.
Yep.
And so the automotive is probably one of the biggest skilled trades today that ever needed.
Yeah, high skilled and, ever growing. And there's more and more cars on the road every day, so there's more and more of a need for qualified techs. And it's not going anywhere.
Walk me through the shop, Eric. How many lifts? I mean, do you have a service counter? Are you trying to build a shop environment?
We are. It is, as time goes on, more and more like a genuine program, like a genuine shop, like you would mm-hmm. go into and get work done. But we do have a parts department. We have a tool room. We have five bays, including an alignment rack and an alignment setup, all the equipment that any dealership is going to have. And then really, the shop is set up as nice as most of the dealerships that I worked at or have visited over the years.
So how long has the CTE program at the high school at Watauga High School been going on?
I think it's been going on since at least 2008. And we moved to a new school, much larger school, where all those programs were expanded in 2008.
And you've just been on board for about a year.
That's correct. I took over the outgoing teacher, retired after many years of service, and I took his spot.
How many seniors have graduated under your tutelage?
Only three.
Okay, only three.
Yeah, the program was shrinking.
What are they doing? Where are they going? Are they in post-secondary? Where are they?
Well, one of them went to Tulsa Welding School down in Florida, and he's due back any time now. Uh-huh. Another one is working. He was working at a shop, but last I heard he had gone to work for a family member in logging, I believe. And I'm not sure about the third one. He has not come back this year to let us know how he's doing.
Is that important for you to know as you, have your new and brand new second beautiful career here educating our young people? You do care, I bet, on what's going on with the graduates. I mean, you'd love to see them go to post-secondary, I'm sure.
I do. I want the men and women that come through my program to succeed, even if it's not just in automotive, you know, in that world, if they go on and take the skills that they've learned about, you know, interpersonal relationships, making estimates, communicating with people, if they want to start their own businesses, if they want to be doctors or nurses or whatever, I want them to succeed. And I think that by learning about how to fix things, they can take that information and take it everywhere.
You sound like an individual, Eric, that is teaching from the heart.
You bet, or I wouldn't be here.
All right.
I mean, obviously mechanics make good money, especially when they've reached that time that I'm in, you know, yeah, when they are a master tech and then some.
Do you have any articulation agreement with any post-secondary colleges that that your students can get some credits to move into college?
Yes. So Watauga High School is kind of unique. We actually have two schools inside of one. We have Watauga High School, and then we have another program called Watauga Innovation Academy. So students can enroll in either or, and they can earn credits through Caldwell Community College. And it's possible in my program down there for the students in the WIA to actually get a two-year degree, although to my knowledge, no one has successfully been able to pull that off yet. But a lot of them roll out with an entire year under their belt, got which it. Saves them a lot of money and a lot of time.
Well, you're going to change all of that. I mean, it seems like with a year under your belt, are you lacking for anything that industry could help you with? Have you reached out to the shop owners in your area and says, hey, I need this?
I'm blessed to have a great advisory group, which is a group of local shops, local business owners, and just community people who come and visit us a couple times a year. We get together at the shop and talk about our needs, our wants. I'm blessed to have a fairly well-funded program. Of course, there's always needs for supplies and things like that, but our shop is probably one of the exceptions in the state where a lot of the shops or a lot of these programs, a lot of these schools are struggling. So I'm really lucky to have that opportunity. And I'm also lucky I'm supported by a great community.
It sounds like it. You know, here I'm asking this guy, Eric, what do you need from industry? He says, actually, we're good.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Don't hear that very often.
No, it's really a first. So the only thing I could think of is you're well-funded.
We are.
And you're well-funded because the powers to be understand, you know, career technology.
They see the value in it. Do they want a community full of students who slip through the cracks, or do they want a community that's full of people who have valuable skills they can return back to that community?
And there's so many cutbacks around the country in the CTE programs, and here you are on fire.
Yeah.
And why is that? I mean, give yourself a little credit that, you know, they found the right leader for this class, but is it the culture down here in the South?
You know, I don't know. I know that I'm passionate about it, and I think that passion is contagious. I think that works to our advantage. I think all the teachers in the CT program and all the teachers in the school are passionate, or they wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes success in any business, in any industry. If you don't believe in what you're doing, you're not going to do it very well.
Hey, it's Carm here to tell you about the best shop management solution for your auto care center, Trax Enterprise. Now, since NAPA introduced Trax in 1989, it's been the industry's leading shop management system out there. Today, Trax Enterprise offers even more of the features auto care center owners want, things like a powerful interactive scheduling calendar, faster and streamlined workflow, multi-shop capabilities, easy pay consumer financing integration, and more. That means you can count on Trax Enterprise to help drive your success today and well into the future. The tabbed interface lets you open and view multiple estimates, ROs, invoices, and purchase orders all at the same time. You can even place windows side by side, over or under, or drag a tab from another application outside Trax to open another window. One auto care center owner said he loves being able to have 10 to 12 work orders open at once. Enterprise also offers a Microsoft Outlook type calendar so you can view daily, weekly, and monthly schedules, drag and drop appointments between days and times, and block time to indicate length of work. Punch out to Mitchell Pro Demand is another huge benefit. It provides embedded labor, part, maintenance, and fluid capacities that can be transferred to estimates and repair orders within Trax. Trax Enterprise also streamlines parts ordering. Just one click and it's done. The mobile capture app sold another auto care owner on Trax Enterprise. He said there's no reason to write VINs by hand anymore. You can decode the VIN from a mobile device and send all the information directly to Trax. There are reporting features too. For example, with just a couple of clicks, you can find out how many repair orders you've written in a month. Talk to your Napa Auto Parts store and find out more about what Trax Enterprise can do for you, plus the hundreds of other great things the Auto Care Program has to offer.
You're trying to run it, you told me, like a business.
Yes.
Explain how that business model works.
It's really interesting, and I think the kids at first are a little taken back by it, but I think as time goes on, they really get into their roles.
What is that? You sign roles?
Well, I mean, they're rotating roles. No, I'm not going to say, oh, you're going to be the service writer forever and you're going to be the parts person
forever.
But yeah, we do have the roles. I have people who take appointments. I have people who go pick up cars. They go upstairs and get the keys from teachers. And I have students that are making estimates.
So the teachers are trusting you to make sure the car is fixed correctly.
Yeah.
And not that the students aren't capable of doing it, but you know, you're going to guide them through a repair or a brake job to be sure that it's buttoned up and done right.
And I'm 100% honest and let them know that, hey, you do realize that 14 to 18-year-old students are going to be working on your car today.
Yeah.
And they are trusting.
They're trusting.
I love that faith that they have in the program.
Yeah. That's a great way to teach from the heart, based on the responsibility that they have to the safety of the vehicle.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I think that's a difference, and we talked about it a little the other day, that if you have a bunch of donor cars and you bring those cars in and let kids do work on them, what's the risk and reward if something goes wrong? You know, if a bolt doesn't get put back together.
It doesn't matter, pull it out, throw it in the lot.
So having the opportunity to work on a car and you know, hammering home that this is somebody's car, this person counts on their car to get to work, to get food, to pick up their kids, that gives them that sense of importance. And I think it builds character that they're out there, these boys and girls are out there working on this stuff and doing a great job. And it really shows. I mean, they put a lot of pride into what they're doing.
Is it a 3-year program or 4?
It is. Each one is a semester. So I have intro, auto 1, auto 2, and auto 3. So technically, if you were to get it, you know, it'd be a 2-year if you were to get it both semesters for 2 years in
a
row.
So junior, senior.
Yeah. But I start them off as freshmen. I'll take, you know, anyone. I don't care if you have a driver's license or not. I'm happy because there's a lot to do. So even though a child can't bring the car in, once it's up on the air, I don't see a reason why a 14 or 15-year-old can't do the same work that a 17 or 8-year-old is doing.
Are you talking to these young students about the high-techness of our vehicle? You know, someone said to me the other day, if you can't get a job at Google, get a job working on automotive networks.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that one, but it's somewhat true. I do. I start off the program, the first day, really, in class, we talk, you know, about each other, what our dreams are, what our hopes are as far as what we want to do for a living. And then I talk about cars, and I talk about my life and my first car and how simple a machine it was. And then I talk about today's cars and how complex they are. And then I talk to them about what cars will look like when they're my age. And we talk about autonomous driving and, you know, advanced driver awareness systems that are already in these vehicles. We talk about the complexity of networking and how some cars have over 100 modules, 100 different computers that are all networks. And so it is a computer engineering job. But I spent a lot of time talking about that at first, but I don't want to overwhelm the students with those things right off the bat. And again, the other day you asked me the difference between mechanic and technician because I was referring to these kids as mechanics.
Yep.
My theory on that, or my feelings on that, is that let's start them off where they want to start off. They want to be mechanics. Let them be mechanics. Let them graduate from this program as a mechanic. Let them know how to do the things that a GS or a BTEC might do in the real world, which is a great skill set. And then let them go from there. Let them realize that the learning never stops. You know, they asked me where I was going to be yesterday. Why aren't you in school, Mr. Mortensen? Well, it's because I'm down taking training.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, it never ends. It never ends. You're always going to be taking training.
Wouldn't it have been amazing if there was a contest or some kind of reward system for one of the students to come down here with you?
I would have loved it.
And get totally blown away.
Oh, yeah. Might have come back and second-guessed everything, but no.
Drinking from the fire hydrant right
here. Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
Truly, it is. And then they go back, and I would assume that even though my head hurts, class, there's so much to learn out there. You know, it's almost that that humbling respect for the complexities of our vehicles today, but the sheer discipline of diagnostic systems, processes.
And once you get into that frame of mind of wanting to learn and wanting to figure out that next complicated thing, it becomes the passion. It's the passion that I have. It's the passion I try to share with the kids. And I see it in them while they start off as mechanics, mm-hmm. while they're learning how brake systems work, while they're learning how a shock works, or you know how to take a spring off of a strut, even patching tires. When you're talking about a freshman in high school who's never been exposed to a vehicle, being able to successfully use a tire machine and balance a tire and patch a tire is an incredibly great feeling. And I get to share in that as I see these mm-hmm. young men and women do that. It's just, it's wonderful.
You told me that this job was a really life changer for you.
It was. I still say it upstairs sometimes during meetings, but I lived in the cave my whole life. I've been a mechanic my whole life. Other than a year or two where I worked as a service writer, I literally had very limited customer contact. I very rarely talked to people. And, you know, as we get older as mechanics, we have to move into other positions. Do I buy my own business? Do I start my own business? Do I move into parts or sales or whatnot? For me, the idea had been in my head since I went to college in Wake Tech, right here, you know, nearby where we are today, that that I wanted to maybe give back the way that my teacher had given back to me. And so, yeah, that was kind of in my head. And when the opportunity came up to apply for a job as a teacher, I took it, but I never really thought that I would get the job. I have no true college experience. I have an automotive diploma. I don't even have an associate's degree, although I'm working towards one now. So I didn't think I would ever qualify to become a teacher. And
is it that they relax the rules, or are you working toward the certification?
So in North Carolina, a lateral entry teacher, which is what I'm considered, they take the years and years of experience that I have as a mechanic into account. Okay. Obviously, I'm an expert in the field that they want me to teach.
Right.
So I'm taking six classes that relate directly to teaching and the process of teaching different types of students. And that'll make me an official teacher after 3 years of training, basically.
Well, that's good. They're working with you, and then you've also made the commitment. So, you know, I think about that as a barrier to entry. You know, a millennial technician who says, I've got a calling now, and I want to be a teacher. And I know that I live in New York. I think it's a little more stringent where I live to end up, you know, the money that you'd even have to spend to get a teaching certificate in New York. So it's nice to see that it's a little bit more relaxed here. So even though there's additional training that's necessary, what would you do to say to someone who feels that it's time to become an educator?
I think if it's your passion, it's your passion. Isn't anything that is worth doing worth doing? I mean, there's nothing that's easy about changing a career in your mid-40s like I've done. And I've had this talk with my CTE director that for the last 20 years, I've been the guy that people go to when they have a question. And now if I leave the confines of the shop that I teach these kids in, I'm the guy that has to go to everyone to ask those questions and find out how to do this procedure or how to fill out that paperwork. It is overwhelming. But if it's your passion, if it's your calling, it's what you're going to do. It's worth it. It's not easy, but it's rewarding. Go downstairs, take a look at your kids, you know, look at them, see what they're doing in that shop when you're not even, you know, they aren't even looking over their shoulder to see if you're watching them. They're focused, they're learning, they're taking stuff apart, they're figuring out how it works, they're putting it back together, and they're getting these life skills that honestly, whether they choose to be mechanics or not, they're going to have for the rest of their life. And that's a skill that is definitely worth having.
Are you going to take a little credit for that?
I don't know if that's me or if that's just the program, but I know that I'm passionate about it, that I want them to succeed, and that I do everything I can to make that happen.
Eric Mortensen from Watauga High School. So glad you're here. Final thoughts?
First of all, I really appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Glad you're here.
It's great. Yeah. I want to say to other technicians out there, other mechanics, other guys that have come through the ranks who are, you know, nearing the end of that career or considering a career change, if you have that passion, you really need to get involved in this, and don't wait until you retire when you're too old to do it. Do it now while you still can. Get involved with these kids. Get involved in your school system. Get involved in your community. Make sure that people realize this is an important and valuable career. And join the club. Let's do this together.
Great final words. Thanks, man.
Take care.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.